answering Christmas cards. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Answering Christmas cards. You know, we get hundreds of Christmas cards. Christmas cards from everywhere and from everyone. And they're glorious and they're beautiful. Some people have found Christmas cards on the internet that are so colorful, so picturesque, with such glory and beauty to them. And other people have found such gentle, sensitive, caring words that they put into their Christmas cards. And some people find just, "Merry Christmas, I love you," and then sign their name. Now, any of these greetings are just super indeed. And to answer these Christmas cards makes me think, well, now, shall I answer them in the way that they were written, or shall I answer them in the way that I am? Well, if I answer them in the way that I am, I'm tending to be a bit long and loquacious and sharing a lot of ideas at once. And really, I have young men and women who are in prison who write letters to me. And they take the yellow sheets of paper, these legal sheets, and they write on both sides of the paper with the blue lines on it. And they write 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 12 pages, handwritten in reasonable-sized handwriting on all those pages, and I have to sit and read them. Well, I read them, and I read them quickly, because I don't want to take in anything other than what I want to take in. And as I read along, they tell of all the adventures they're having and the problems they're facing and the things that they're doing. And then, maybe every page, you know, on maybe one page or maybe every other page, they have a positive statement like, "I really like myself. I spoke to someone and I told them that I appreciated their giving me a sheet of paper so that I could finish this letter. And they said, 'Sure, any time, you just ask me and I'm here to do it for you. And you don't owe me a thing. Remember that, you don't owe me a thing.' And wow, wow, that is what I would write the whole letter about. That here I was under these very difficult circumstances and I needed some paper to write on. And this source was right there, right in front of me, right next to me, right around me. All I had to do was just think my thought. And this person comes along and says, 'Hey, I noticed you're writing a long letter. You need more paper. I got some for you.' And lo and behold, I had more paper." Now, these are the kinds of things that we want to respond to. When we write Christmas cards, we don't write Christmas cards to answer somebody else's Christmas card. We may respond that they thank you very much for your lovely card. We here on campus are doing wonderful, glorious things. We here on campus are learning how to smile at each other. Learning how to smile? Why haven't you done that years ago? Come on now, get off it. We're learning how to smile. Every day is a new day. Every day the prisoner realized that when he thought that he would like to have more paper to write on, the paper came. It's not that the paper wasn't always there, or that the person wasn't eager and ready to give the paper to him. Not that he could not have had it of himself if he chose, just knowing that his own bountiful self was filling all of his needs. But he saw things as he was experiencing them. I see things as I am experiencing them. You see things as you are experiencing them. And these are the things that we talk about in our Christmas cards, in our response to other people sending us Christmas cards. We tell them how wonderful the adventures are in our life. I have some prisoners who will write to me and they will reiterate everything that I have said to them. And I don't know what they think. They merely want me to know that they read the letter. Well, I don't really care whether they read the letter or not. I'm not writing the letter for the person who receives the letter. I'm writing the letter for me, who is sending the letter, because I am sharing my love I am sharing who I am. I am telling the person who I am talking to that I am a wonderful person, and I have the power, I have the ability, I have the love to share. And I'm sharing it, and I'm saying, hey, you're the greatest, and you're so wonderful. It's just such a joy to have you in my world. And every time I think of you, I think, what a glorious person you are, and how happy you make me. And I think about all the things that are wonderful and good, all the things that are glorious and fantastic. And people say to me, Herb, you give seminars, and other people give much more dynamic seminars than you do. Other people are much more informative and much more illustrative than you are. They're so glorious. They're so magnificent. And I say, that's great. That means you're ready to get the benefit of what they have to share. And go for it. Go for it. Take whatever you can. You read all these pages, and you will find a little gem here and there. Truly, every page will not be loaded with gems. It won't be the treasure chest itself. But here and there, they will pop out. And when you are ready to understand them and receive them, then you will. And so it is as we give. We give from our own treasure chest of glorious experiences. We tell our friends how happy we are and how joyous it is to be living in this wonderful life, in this wonderful body, in this wonderful way. And as we do that, then as we answer the Christmas cards in that way, we're telling the things that are going on in our life, the things that are so good. My nephew, Scott, Scott Kippert, he does an annual letter. He and his wife, Kiri, just love to sort of gather their thoughts together at the end of every year and sort of enumerate all the adventures they have. And as I read about it, I think to myself, my goodness sakes, how could they do all those things? And not stopping to think that that's over a year's time. But they enumerate them as as a happening. And it's so glorious to read. And I just feel so good about them and so happy about them because they're expressing their happiness and sharing it with me. And Dolores Cheeks up in Canada, she's retired now as a school teacher. And what does she do? She hops into her chariot and flies over the world and goes visiting her friends on all the continents in the world. And as she visits them, she tells them who she is, and she tells them about the University of Healing. She tells them about the changes in her life that have made her life so spectacular and so wonderful. And she shares with them, and they say, come back again, we love you. And she shares that with us, and we feel that we are right there with her. Oh, yes, Aline Côté, she's another one who travels around the world, and she goes skiing everywhere, and she goes flying in the hillsides, and she's a retired teacher, and she, too, is from Canada, and she's going everywhere, just having a beautiful time, being a beautiful woman, being taken into people's worlds just as a joy and a harmony and peace. And what stories does she have to tell of all of the adventures that she goes through during a year's time? Yes, when she writes her Christmas card, it doesn't have to be long, but she just sort of enumerates one or two of the items which just sort of indicate all of the many, many things that she does. That's the excitement, to sort of indicate that you are not dead, that you're very much alive, you're very much flowing with everything that life has to offer. You have not laid up on your bed and said, oh, I can't move a muscle. You get out there and move those muscles and do it. You know, I know a lot of people who are very uptight with life. And these people come into my world for some reason, and I guess because they want to learn how to be un-uptight. And they talk to me and tell me, oh, I've got this problem, this problem. I say, well, I don't deal in problems. And I really don't care about your problems. I do care about your solutions. Now, if you want to talk to me about your solutions, I'm right here, your person. And so they begin to tell me about their solutions. And I think to myself, what a wonderful Christmas greeting that would make. What a wonderful story that would make. Well, how great this is. And then they, oh, really? You think it's that good? You say, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think it's just wonderful. Write your Christmas card about these dreams that you have, about these aspirations that you have, about these desires that you have, about these, all of the possibilities that your life has to offer. And then take all those Christmas cards and put them in a drawer and keep them for yourself. Because you don't tell anybody about your adventures unless you want to. And just remember that if you tell everybody about your adventures, they're going to say, well, how was your trip? And how was this? And how was that? Once you have done it and lived it, it's over. You don't talk about it anymore. You don't share it anymore, because you are writing your Christmas card in your heart. Now, my Christmas cards are sometimes long, sometimes short, but most of the time, they're just gentle, loving cards. Cards that say, hey, it's wonderful to be in your world. It's wonderful to be living in the life that you're living, because you are so spectacular. You are so magnificent. You are so outstanding. You are such a lovely being. And could we say anything better in answering our Christmas cards than to tell them that we delighted in their journey of happiness, of the moment, the day, the year, the lifetime. We are there responding to it, sharing in it. We don't have to be so long-winded like Scott is, although I loved every word he wrote. And my sister Marie, she can reiterate the year in two or three letters and just do it so beautifully. And lots of other people in my world do it the same way. And I love reading the letters that Ellen sends back and forth to her daughter and her son and her grandchildren. And as she sends these letters back and forth to them, sharing her love and sharing her adventures here on campus, she makes every one of them come alive in her life as a living, vital, dynamic expression of purity and goodness. Ellen doesn't know it, but every time she writes the letter, she is writing a Christed letter, a Christmas letter, a letter of the Christ in her, expressing itself beautifully, lovingly, gloriously. And her family, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, all the people in her family, grandchildren, children, friends, neighbors, students, all the people in Ellen's life feel this Christedness that she is living and expressing every moment. Now, it's true that Ingeborg does that with all her many friends and with the students that she corresponds with. Sylvia does that with all of the students on the Worldwide Healing Ministry, as well as the proctoring and other things that she does, and her family and friends. And like Sylvia is wont to say, you know, I believe in this philosophy so much, I have made it so exciting to all of my relatives that many of them are taking the courses of the University of Healing and enjoying it like I'm enjoying it. I think that's wonderful. And I say, Sylvia, you're so right. That is so wonderful. And then Rosalie, who's here visiting us during the holidays, is sharing with us the love of a woman who is one of the magnificent creatures on the face of the earth. She is so outgoing, so giving, so loving, that her entire life has but one memory, and that's the memory of inner happiness, as she too lives the life of the living Christ. Each of us can send our Christmas cards as the life of the living Christ, saying, thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And not be silly about it, be loving about it. Because it is true. It is oh so true. Join with me as I write my answers to the Christmas cards, and as I write my Christmas cards all over the world, sending them out by the hundreds to people and friends and people that I have come to love and respect and honor, as a reflection of the divine in me. Join me in that, for that is the truth for you too. I love you. I love you. I love you.